Business Day today reports, as do most of the media, on the Lekgotla, which followed the ANC's NEC meeting, which apparently didn't in any way produce the fireworks that might have been expected. Only two people, apparently, took aim at Pravin Gordhan, and they are the much respected and regarded for their integrity and ethics, Bongani Bongo and Mosibenzi Zwane. Yes, those two crooks. But one of the things that Business Day reports is that it has seen a document on state-owned enterprises and economic growth strategy. And in that document, which I've not been able to find, but in that document, apparently, the ANC endorses a market-friendly approach to the problem of South Africa's energy shortfall, including allowing municipalities to procure their own energy. And if that is the case, and it's made public and policy fairly soon, then that would mean that the court case involving the city of Cape Town going to the courts and saying, tell government to allow us to produce our own power, that is set for a May hearing, that would fall away. Expanding the independent power producer program and freeing up regulations around self-generation by business. Professor Harold Winkler, director of the Energy Research Center at UCT. If that's even three quarters true, it's fantastic, Harold, I think.
Yeah, John, I do think that is good news, and if it's true, as you say, I also haven't seen the document itself, but just the reports about what appears to be a report by a commission within the ANC to the Lekgotla.
And it is a significant turnaround, change, I don't know what word to use which is descriptive, but it seems at odds with the kind of approach, a much more tightly controlled, dirigiste approach from the ANC on energy to date.
I'm not sure I entirely agree with that, John. I think this matter is very contested, right? So there certainly are strong views that, in favor of a developmental state in which, there's strong public control and ownership of Eskom and other state-owned entities. But there certainly are also voices within the ANC. It is, after all, a very broad church that agree with the process of, of liberalization, a more market-friendly approach, opening up the electricity generation sector to competition. It is highly contested, and certainly what we heard at the beginning of last year, the decision to unbundle Eskom and take apart, basically it's protect to a significant extent its transmission system. That is very much would enable further participation by the private sector. But the fact that the renewable energy program has been largely private is highly contested. I think we are seeing a swing more in favor of those who are saying it's now such a crisis, you've got to let other players in and you can't. And clearly the public management of Eskom has brought us into a very deep crisis.
One of the suggestions, apparently, according to Business Day in this report, is that a new public entity be established to compete alongside private producers in the market. if it's run anyway like anything else that government runs at the moment, it's not going to be much competition for the private sector, is it?
Yeah, I read that. I'm not sure exactly what that means, other than that I read it as basically saying to those who favor the developmental model, including many from the union movement, that, they will still be, the public sector can still participate. And I've long been of the view also that, Eskom should have been allowed to build renewables. There was a decision many years ago to basically say that Eskom would not do that. But I think, it remains to be seen. What we have seen in the program, of course, is that the prices of renewable energy have come down dramatically, and it has been driven around through an auction process. What we still need, and what I think makes sense and what I was alluding to, is for some time at least into the future, we still will need an electricity grid to get power around the country until we get to a point where generation is much more distributed than it is now, and it only makes sense to have one set of wires. So having an independent transmission and system operator, in fact market operator as well, that makes sense, and that's a very important matter to protect that. But what's also good news about this report, if indeed it's all true, and is confirmed as ANC policy, is it would basically, as you were saying, it would now allow not only the city of Cape Town, but municipalities more generally to do self-generation. So households like you and mine could start to have two-way metering, smart metering, install solar PV panels on our houses if we want to. And then if in the middle of the day we're not at home and not using any power, we can sell to the city and buy back when we need it. So this is all, we need all of this at this stage, because we are technically, in terms of Eskom debt and so much trouble. I think this is good news.
I wonder how it would work for the city of Cape Town. I mean, you've mentioned a part of it, but I would imagine that would only ever be a small part of it, excess from domestic users who have self-generation capacity via, I don't know whether we'd be allowed to have wind turbines in our gardens, but primarily via panels on our roofs. But more likely, the city would look to contract with independent wind and solar power producers. And one thinks, and I mean, I don't know what the city of Cape Town uses on a daily basis. So thinking practically in terms of, they would still have to go through a proper tendering process. And yes, the lead times for renewable energy project construction are lower than the other forms. But if the city of Cape Town did still got to go ahead next month. Yes, you can go ahead and produce your own power. It would probably take, I don't know what, 3-4 years before they would be able to produce via renewable sources 60-70%, I'm guessing, of the city's power.
I mean, John, I don't think it's an either or. I think you're right. That's, you know, probably be the richer households who would do the two-way metering. And I think some of the power would come from grid-connected renewables. I think that's correct. I think it would be much shorter than 3 to 4 years, because remember that this program has effectively been on a hold or stopped for quite a lot of time. And what I'm hearing from private sector is there are a lot of projects that are waiting to go or could come online, and some of the lead times are very short. So I think it's a matter of months or 1 or 2 years. That the contracting process is probably longer. I think you're correct on that, but I don't think it's as long as 3 or 4 years. But again, a good question to put to the city,
which we planned to do today but weren't able to get the appropriate person, so we're going to try tomorrow. Harold, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Professor Harold Winkler, Director of the Energy Research Centre at UCT.